The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
And welcome to another episode. The Nintendo Switch 2 has finally officially been announced by Nintendo. Now, we have been seeing the leaks for weeks and weeks, months and months, and pretty much everything that we've seen in the leaks about the Switch 2 has completely come true. Magnetic style Joy-Con, similar to what you'd find on the Lenovo Legion Go, an 8-inch IPS screen, a charging port at the top and the bottom of the device, which I think is an excellent addition to it. I have the ROG Ally, and having that charging port at the top is so much nicer than having it at the bottom. You know, it just makes it kind of weird if you're trying to actually play it while it's charging at the same time. And even the Joy-Con mouse mode we saw, which I'll get into here in a bit, but I think that could actually be an enormous advantage for Nintendo. So I think when you dive in and you look at the trailer that we got for the Switch 2, now it wasn't anything miraculous or amazing. It quite literally was just Nintendo showing the device. You know, it pops out a little bit because it is a little bit bigger. They showed that the Joy-Cons themselves are a little bit bigger. Pretty much everything we have been thinking about, you know, with the Switch, and now finally seeing it in this trailer. We didn't get a full Nintendo Direct about it. We are going to get one in April, which is a little surprising to me. We've all been thinking that the Switch 2 itself would release in April. I would have to imagine that that's not the case, and we're probably looking more like July or August, which I think, you know, if you release it in that window, then you can really ramp it up for November and December, those Christmas, you know, holiday sales. But, you know, when you look at this trailer we got, it's pretty much everything we saw. And in fact, even the mock-ups of the color scheme of the blue and the orange are exactly what we saw. So on one hand, it wasn't as exciting as the Switch release. I think also because you go back to that and we were so curious as to what Nintendo was going to do given the failures of the Wii U. And now then we got to see the Switch, see it in action, and it was pretty cool. They took that concept of the Wii U and morphed it a little bit more into a tablet. You know, when you look at this trailer of the Switch 2, and really, again, it's just showing that device, showing a little bit bigger. I think the big cool thing, aside from the Joy-Cons having the magnets to them, is the mouse mode that we've been hearing about. They didn't exactly show, they kind of teased it a little bit, but they didn't show really any gameplay. They did show a little bit of like Mario Kart 9, but it was honestly
like some out of focus frames, nothing amazing from that other than like Donkey Kong's character design. There's some, if you really can freeze frame it on it, and I'll try to get a screenshot of that here in the video as well. If you really screenshot and look at it, you can see that his character design looks a little bit closer to that of what we saw in the Super Mario Brothers movie. But other than that, we didn't really get any details whatsoever other than the release date and just getting to see the device itself. But I think that the mouse mode is a really, really cool addition. And I think that's could be the thing that maybe expands the audience a little bit, right? We know that you go back to the Wii and Nintendo grabbed a lot of that casual market. That was people who, you know, grandmothers who wanted to play Wii bowling, people who played Wii bowling once and thought, man, I'm going to go get this. This seems like a really cool device. Seems like something I'm going to want. Maybe my kids will like it. And that's why the Wii sold extremely well. With the Wii U, they had another idea and they just said, hey, we're going to go to this tablet mode. And a lot of the ideas of the Wii U didn't really pan out until the Switch. Well, now with the Switch 2, which, by the way, I think is the first time Nintendo has released something, I guess you could maybe argue the 3DS is kind of, you know, carrying on that name, right? Or just new Nintendo 3DS, right? Really the first time they've just been like, well, it's just the number two, right? Because we had the Nintendo, we had the Nintendo, then the Super Nintendo. So then we had the Wii and the Wii U. They didn't call it the Wii 2. Maybe it would have sold better, but here we are with the Switch 2. So now you're going into it and you're saying, how can we capture some new people? How can we increase, you know, our market share a little bit? Because the Switch is on pace to be the best-selling console ever. It might end up being the best-selling console ever. It's already passed the PlayStation 2 in many regions, and it is sitting there right now. I think it's third overall, you know, globally. It's passed, you know, but it's passed the PS2 and the DS in some regions and hasn't passed them in others, and, you know, has passed the PS2. They're all kind of right there neck and neck with each other. But I think even though the Switch 2 is coming out, it's likely that the Switch 1 will ultimately end up passing it. So if you're Nintendo, you're saying, how can we have something as successful or maybe pull in a new market? And I think this mouse idea is pretty cool because it'll open up the door with the Switch to a bunch of games that we haven't been able to play. And mark my words, you know that Lenovo and Steam and Asus and all the companies that have made, you know, the PC version of this, like the Steam Deck or the ROG Ally or the Legion Go, aren't sitting there saying, oh yeah, that's a really, really genius idea and a much better way to do a mouse, especially since you're talking about PC gaming with those devices, than the way we've been doing it. And I guarantee you right here, right now, that Lenovo will, on their next Legion Go, they don't have it on the one that's coming out, I believe, but on the following one, and all of those companies will be doing mouse devices with their, you know, gaming handheld PCs. I guarantee you they will look at this and say, this is much better than the Steam Deck thumb decks, any of those things, so that you can add in PC style gaming. Because now for Nintendo, it opens up a ton of possibilities for the things that you can play on Switch. You're not going to have a keyboard. Maybe you don't need one because you could use it, you know, in this mode, you know, where you're using it as a Joy-Con still for moving left to right. I mean, you know, you think about a first person shooter, you're using your WASD. Well, if I can mouse here and then move with my other one in my hand, that's still maybe a cool way to play. Or maybe it opens up games like Civilization or Diablo or games where a mouse would be a better option than playing in handheld mode. Like, you know, they just released Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic for the Switch. And I think that's, you know, the exact type of a game. Sure, it's an old game, but, you know, instead of trying to port that game to play with controller style controls, like, you know, traditional controller, well, this is the perfect example of you just pop your Joy-Con off and now you can use it like a mouse, similar to what you'd find on the computer. Of course, there isn't a keyboard. Maybe you can attach one. Maybe you can Bluetooth one in. We haven't seen any of that yet, but there are also two ports on this, and maybe that's something we'll see as well. But I think that is going to, I don't think it's going to be a massive market that the mouse mode is going to add, but I think it's enough that it will cause people, you know, at least in the software sales, to say, you know what, maybe I will get that game on Switch because I can play with a mouse. And so it just, it allows developers to have a new way to create games. And that's always good in terms of software sales, because now you'll have more games come to Switch because it's easier to do. It's more accessible because you have another new way to play. You know, you go back to the Wii and there were first-person shooters, but you were pointing at the screen. Now you could maybe still do this, just like you did with the Joy-Cons. You know, some of them worked, you know, there were even Wii games that got ported and you could still kind of play them like that as a pointer. Now you can do this, you know, as a mouse. I think it's a cool way to do it. First person shooters, it expands it there. You know, I think it's a big deal. I don't know, again, if it's going to translate to, I don't think it's going to be a massive amount of sales in addition to it. I think just by simply having a more powerful Switch, you know, that it's just, you're going to have the huge library of games that you've already had, Mario, Zelda, Mario Kart, Smash Brothers. It'll be just fine on those games alone. But I do think this mouse mode is something that could cause some people to say, you know what, maybe I will get this game on Switch. Maybe they already own one. Maybe they get one for Christmas and they look at it and they say, you know, well, I kind of take the Switch with me. So yeah, actually, I guess I could play that on Switch as opposed to playing it on PC. They're still going to have the hardcore crowd do it. But I'm somebody who falls into that category where I have a gaming PC and I have a PlayStation 5 and I have a Switch. And so sometimes I'm always like, oh, you know, this game's coming out. Where am I going to get it? And now, you know, maybe I think about the Switch. So even if it ends up being, you know, a small amount of additional software sales, that's still what these companies have to do. You have to try to expand your audience. You have to try to expand to capture new revenue going forward. And I think that this is something that will allow them to do it. And I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you right here, right now, that Lenovo is looking at this saying, oh yeah, that's what we should do with our Legion Go, is it should work just like a mouse. I guarantee you will see this on other handheld devices going forward. But other than that, I thought that the Switch 2 release, you know, just the trailer, this whole thing has been leaked. So pretty much everything we saw in the trailer today isn't a surprise whatsoever. I mean, even the dock, I mean, all of the leaks were exactly what we thought. And then, yeah, a tiny little bit of Mario Kart 9. I mean, barely anything that you can actually see. But yeah, 2025, I'm really excited for. I've been super excited for the Switch, not only because I'm a hardcore Nintendo fan, I'm also a Nintendo shareholder. I expect that this will do wonders for their stock price. But yeah, 4/2/2025 is, you know, April 2nd is when we're going to get the big Nintendo Direct about it, which is weird because I think we all thought it was going to come out in April. And now it looks like they're going to be dropping the trailer. Maybe if all these leaks hadn't been come out, that's actually when they were going to announce it. That's something else to keep in mind is, you know, maybe they had to drop this trailer because of all the leaks that have been coming out. I mean, at this point, you know, at CES, Genki basically showed off the whole device. I mean, you look at their mock-up of it and it's exactly what we saw. And other people have done renders and everything. So maybe they had this direct planned, the 4/2/25 one, and that's actually where they were just going to do the whole deal. It's going to be a whole big, massive Nintendo Switch 2 release, and now they're like, all right, well, we need to drop this first look trailer, because now, leading up to that, the question is all about, well, what are games they're going to be? That's what we want to know now. What games are going to be on there? We know Metroid Prime 4 is coming out this year. I would imagine, you know, that's going to drop on Switch 2, so, you know, now I'm going to hold off on buying that on Switch and get it for Switch 2. That was pretty much planning on doing that anyway. You know, Xenoblade Chronicles X, you know, there's a bunch of other stuff. The only other thing that I thought was interesting in the trailer is that they did announce, and I thought this was a really good idea, is it says plays Nintendo Switch 2 exclusive games as well as Nintendo Switch games. And then it has an asterisk and says Nintendo Switch 2 plays both physical and digital Nintendo Switch games. Certain Nintendo Switch games may not be supported on or fully compatible with Nintendo Switch 2. Details will be shared on the Nintendo website at a later date. So that is something to keep in mind. So one, I think it's a good idea to say, hey, this thing is backwards compatible, just so you know, that's a question a lot of casual people are going to be asking. That's a huge way to say, oh, cool, because I can play the games I already have on it. And it causes people to think, okay, well, yeah, I can still buy games. I can still buy Switch games now because they will work on the Switch too. So I think it was a good thing that they did that. And, you know, you think about some of the games that won't work. My guess is that's stuff like Labo, stuff that has like weird exclusivity with the Switch 1 that was designed specifically for it. Maybe stuff like 1-2 Switch, you know, some of those early Switch games where they really thought that people would be detaching the Joy-Cons a lot more, for like you find in like Mario Party, where you really thought like some of that functionality would carry over and be something much bigger, and it just didn't end up happening. I think, you know, similar to the Wii U, people thought, hey, we're really going to use the Wii U like you found in Nintendo Land, and then developers are like, yeah, we're not really going to do that. So my guess is that it's games like that that have a lot of specific Joy-Con functionality, or, you know, stuff to do with Labo or something. And at least it also just protects them to say like, hey, some games may not work. They don't give a detail as to which ones they are or aren't, but I think just by saying some, it allows them to sort of protect themselves and say, well, yeah, we don't know, you know, it's still too early to tell. So I thought that was a kind of a cool little addition. I think that was a smart move by Nintendo just to get that out there and include that in this first preview name of it. And it says series of hands-on events held around the world. So, you know, we don't really have E3 anymore, but Summer Games Fest, you know, Nintendo really doesn't have hasn't had a presence there in a while, but I would imagine they probably would this year, something small, maybe Nintendo Direct, maybe Tokyo Game Show is something. So I would imagine we're talking July, August is when this device is probably going to come out. I can't imagine they would release it in like May if their big Nintendo Direct is April. That's probably when pre-orders are going to come through. All of the leaks we're seeing right now as well about the stock of this system, you know, to prevent scalpers, is that Nintendo has really ramped up production. And it's one of the reasons why they've waited so long to put this out, is because they really want to prevent scalpers. And my guess is that they'll probably do something where you can order directly through your Nintendo account, your My Nintendo account, and limit it to like one a person. So that way, you know, you don't have a scalping issue. So all in all, it looks pretty good. It wasn't anything like ultra amazing, especially given the leaks that we've known, but I was a little skeptical of the mouse mode, you know, just hearing some of the leaks. But now that we've seen the official renders, I actually, you know, thought more about it. I think it'll be pretty cool. So anyway, just wanted to pop on here and do a quick little reaction to our first look at it. And now we can start diving much more into what games are we going to get and all of the Switch 2 hype. So with that, as always, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.